The Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, okay, maybe some people have seen these in the last few weeks in Daf Yomi, talks about the halach of smichas geula l'tfila. But on Daf Dalet and Beis, the Gemara has two exceptions, or two apparent exceptions, smichas geula l'tfila. The Gemara says, how do you say Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'secha before Shmona Esrei? It interrupts the smichas geula l'tfila. They say, no problem. Once our abundant mitakin Hashem svasai tiftach, it's ketfila richta damya. It's just an extension. It's part of the tfila. How do you say hashkivenu in Mariv at night? It interrupts between the geula and the tfila. The Gemara says, no problem. Hashkivenu is ki geula richta damya. And half of this Gemara makes perfect sense. Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'secha. That really should be tefillah arichta. What is it saying? It really is just a hakdama to the tefillah. It's saying, Hashem, help me daven. And that is part of the tefillah. It makes sense. It should be tefillah arichta damya, and it's not a hefsek between geula and tefillah. Hashkivenu, though, is a little tricky. How is hashkivenu a geula arichta? Hashkivenu means, Hashem, help me, guard me in my sleep at night from all the this and that, etc., etc. That is not really geula arichta. It has nothing to do with geula. Geula is about Yisus Mitzrayim and Geula. And how is it that Hashkivenu is a Geula Richta? So the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif in the back of Brachos gives a great answer based on, I guess you'd say based on this week's Parshim, based on basic Yisus Mitzrayim stories that we all know, that what actually happened in Yisus Mitzrayim? Yitzias Mitzrayim was a geula. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what the bracha talks about, right? Makabi of Russell called Bechorim Mitzrayim, by Yotzei Sami Shom Yitochel Mechirus Ola, Ma'avri Bonim Egiver Yamsuf, etc., etc. But what happened before Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, right? Avar Hashem Gof Mitzrayim, right? Ufasach Hashem Al Pesach, Leil Shimurim Hula Hashem, right? It was a Shmira. Hashem was Shomer on us at night, from all the dangers that could be in the world, and specifically Yitzias Mitzrayim. Part of the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim was actually Hashkivenu, with that Hashem guarded us all night long, Atem lo seitzu ish pesach b'soad boker, leil shimurin, that Hashem guarded us from the dangers all night, and then took us out in Geula. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it really is Geula Richta, because you think the story of Geula is only when they actually started leaving the whole parade and everything, and all the fanfare, etc. But that's only half the story of Geula. The other half of the story of Geula was they sat home all night and, you know, ate shawarma. And Hashem kept lo yitena mashkis lavo batchim lingof. Hashem protected them from all the dangers. And therefore, it really is part of the Geula. It's authentic part of the story of Geulas Mitzrayim. I think besides being a technically valid answer to the Kasha, I think is a very deep message to this Rabbeinu Yonah. Often we think of Geula. What's Geula? Whoa, Geula is like this messianic vision. Again, Makabi of Rosa called Bechori Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros, Kriyas Yamsov, Malchuscha Rova Nechabu Kea Yom Lifne Moshe. That's Geula. You're just sitting around doing nothing. That's not Geula. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. That's half of Geula. That's part of Geula. But including Geula Richta, how the fact that we go home, we go to sleep at night in our houses, and nothing happens to us. Right? How about the fact we go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and Shechazar to be Nishmasi? That's also a Geula. Geula doesn't have to be loud, doesn't have to be with fanfare, doesn't have to be against all the Gedarim of Teva. You know, if you sit at home at night and Hashem protects you from all the dangers that are present in this world, that's also a geula from that tremendous sakana. And also, you know, mimavis l'chaim. And I think that is that's Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, that's exactly the message every night before we go to sleep, before we retire, is not just hashkivenu, Hashem, protect us during the night, but reminding ourselves what the geula is. We shouldn't wait for the laws of nature to change. We shouldn't wait for, you know, nations to start parading around and for the seas to split before we appreciate the fact that Hashem redeems us every time nothing happens whatsoever. We should appreciate that when nothing happens whatsoever, a lot of Shemira has happened from Hashem Yisbarach, and appreciate that Geula that he gives us really Shebechol Yomimanu.